So, my husband and I have this arrangement where I get to sleep with other people. And for the first time, I got to have a big black cock. I met this guy. I met him off of Tinder. And he has two little girls and a wife. And we talked. And he claimed that his cock was 9 inches long and that he needed, I think, XXL Magnum. So, we met at a park, I think it was, and we like side hugged and we talked for a little bit and talked about relationships and how his wife goes traveling a lot, or he goes traveling a lot, and he'll come home and she says, she wants him to do something and she wants to watch or whatever. And me, Harley, I just want sex. So I did give him permission to grab my ass. And he did. He wanted to do more, but that didn't happen yet. Anyways. So one night, his wife was away on business and his daughters were upstairs asleep. And He didn't have any condoms, so I had to go get condoms because I have to wear condoms. And so I went through the store with nothing but a dress on. I didn't have a bra on, I didn't have underwear. I guess I did have shoes. I think I had flats. And I walked through the store that way, and I thought that. So I had buttons on the top part, and I thought that they were gonna pop open because I am well endowed in the chest region. And I felt kind of really dirty because I didn't have underwear on or a bra on. But I picked them up, and it was like 10:30, almost 11. And the checkout guy, like, he was like, "Have a good night, ma'am," because I just showed him what I had, which was just a small box of XL Magnum condoms, which is still, I just can't get over it. But I made it to the guy's house. He lived in a really, really nice neighborhood, like a really big, fancy house, and he has this fancy vehicle. It wasn't a truck, it was like not a Suburban. I don't know what they're called. Anyways, excuse me. So I went up to the house and he let me in and he was having a drink. And this guy, he is very tall and he's not fat, he's thick, like a football player thick. And he invited me in and he kind of showed me around the downstairs, really nice fucking house. And then he took me into the downstairs, like, guest room, I guess it was, and there was like a computer room in there. And we made out, and I gotta remember, this was a while back. And I think we made out for a while. I don't remember if I gave him a hand job before he went down on me. I think he went down on me. But I was like pushed back on the bed and he like lifted up my dress. And oh my God, he ate me the fuck out. And I had my like legs over his shoulders and his face was in my pussy. And he was licking and doing all this stuff. And like he didn't use fingers like at all. And I was like grinding, like it was a good 5 to 10 minutes, and I started like grinding my girly bits on his face and like his mouth, and eventually I actually came, like surprisingly, which is only the second time that I've ever come from like just head. The first time was with a husband, but like back when we were teenagers, which when I told him that the guy got me off immediately, like he was super hard and excited, and he's like, "Okay, you need to tell me what he did so I know how to do that." Which I don't know. I just love that. And so he got me off, and he wanted to get me off again, but that wasn't going to happen. At least not from that. And I think I sucked his cock for a while, which he was actually really surprised. I was kind of surprised. I don't think it was 9 inches. I want to say, I don't know. It just didn't, like, it didn't feel big enough to be 9 inches. So it could have been 9 inches, and I just was like a fucking boss. But I did really well, and he was like making sounds, which I love when a man makes sounds when I give him head. Like, giving head, I would say I'm pretty good at it, and I am proud of the fact that I'm good at it. And when a guy makes sounds from my giving head, like, that's just, like, I don't want to say a compliment, but it's just a fucking turn on. Like, fuck yeah, I'm doing that. I'm making him make that sound. And this was, like, a black guy with a fucking 9-inch black dick. Like, holy shit. And he wasn't thin either. Like, he was pretty decently thick. I wasn't able to deep throat him, which was really sad because he was just too thick. Like, it wouldn't fit. I mean, I'm sure if he, like, forcibly, like, asshole face-fucked me, it probably could have happened. But, like, no. And he, so I did that. And he was making noises like he was surprised. Like, oh, like, damn, girl, like, you can suck dick. And apparently that's how black people sound. I don't know. That's a joke. I'm sorry. But I did that for a bit, and I think, I can't remember if we were missionary first or if I was on top first. I think he had me go on top first, which was okay because, like, it's deeper, but it's also kind of easier to control, like, how deep he is. Or, like, me being on top lets me control how things go. Like, I'm moving, and I feel like I took it all, and we talked about it later, and he's just like, well, yeah, you took most of it. And I'm like, bitch, like, my pussy lips were on, like, the base of your cock, so I'm pretty sure I took all of it. Which is really surprising. Like, I was scared. Like, beforehand, I was scared, and my husband thought I was hilarious, because he's just like, it's fine, you're fine. Like, a person comes out of that, like, you're good. Which I know that's different. But I was on top and I was riding him, and that was really, really good. And he kept, like, holding me to him though. So I was, like, leaning forward and I was, like, working my hips, and his hands were around my back holding him to him. So we were, like, kissing and stuff, which isn't my favorite because I have a small torso. And he had a large torso, and it's, like, it's hard to move my hips if I can't move my torso. I'd much rather, like, sit up and then lean back and then be able to, like, rock my hips how I want to rock my hips under clock. Like, just let me do what I want to do. But there was that, and then eventually, I think we did doggy style, and that was good. Like, that was good. Good doggy style. Like, doggy style is one of my favorites positions because I enjoy being vulnerable and having him be behind me. And it was dark, by the way, so this is all dark. So I can barely see anything. Like, I kind of got better at it because, like, your eyes adjust and whatnot. But it was dark, which made me comfortable about being on top because I'm not super comfy with, like, my stuff. But, like, if all he's doing is feeling stuff, then that's cool. And then he talked about anal. And I was like, sure. So I'm, like, on my knees. Like, I'm on all fours on the side of the bed. And he's, like, standing. And we got lube. And he, like, was starting to go slow. And I guess, like, fucking horny me was just like, fuck it. And I just kind of, like, really quickly pushed myself back, and he was like, oh shit, like, just take it. And, like, he was surprised. Like, he was big, so it's like, you don't just take that into your ass if you haven't, like, been training yourself. So he was like, oh yeah. And through this whole thing, he was asking me, he was telling me that he wanted me to be addicted to his cock. And he's just like, you're gonna get addicted to this dick. And what's this dick rated? And how does this compare to your husband? And all this other stuff. And I was like, I'm not addicted, but this is really good. And I would say you're like a 9 out of 10. Or I think I said an 8 out of 10. And then after, and he kept just saying stuff. Like, he's just like, I'm gonna fuck you with this. And you're gonna get addicted and all this other stuff. And, which I thought was interesting. I didn't really say it back because I'm not gonna dirty talk. But, so he like started kind of going with the anal thing, and that was really good. And then I'm like, well, you know, if you want me to come again, I just have to get my vibrator. Like, I would totally come from this. And he's like, well, then go get it. And we hadn't brought it out, so we brought it out. And seriously, probably within less than a minute, and I came from anal with vibrator. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. That was a good, like, that wasn't as good as the head orgasm, because the head orgasm was really good. Oh, and by the way, this entire time, I had to be quiet, which, like, there's a difference for me coming from not vibrator and coming from vibrator. And coming from not vibrator, like, I don't want to say it's better, but it's different, and it's just harder to be quiet, especially if I'm around someone, because if I'm around someone, then I feel the need to make noise, because I want them to know that they're doing good stuff, and I'm like, yes, please. And I can be quiet. It just, like, it's easier for me to be quiet when I'm by myself, because I don't need to know that I'm doing good, because I know that I'm doing good. And I can just be quiet if I need to. Sometimes I'll get off and, like, I just can't help myself. Like, there's some kind of noise and it surprises me. Like, usually it's like little tiny whippers where I'm like, or whatever. But anyway, so I got off from him doing anal, and that was really, really good. And I think we were done. I think that's all we did. And we, like, talked for a few minutes. And then after I came from that, I was just like, okay, now that's a 10. And he thought that was kind of funny. And then I left, and I came home and told my husband about it, and we didn't have sex that night. But usually what happens when I do stuff with guys is I come home and then I get a second round, which is like my favorite thing, because me doing stuff with guy always turns my husband on, and then I just get all the sex and it just makes me happy. So yeah, that was my first BBC experience, and it was good. And I ended up not seeing him again, like, because I usually only see them once, but that's because he was, I don't know, like, the whole, I'm gonna get you addicted, was just kind of like, no, I'm pretty sure I told you this was gonna be a one-time thing, but okay, though. So yeah, so that was my BBC kind of cuckold experience, and it was fun. 10 out of 10, would do again. Okay, bye.